Hi everyone, welcome to my relocation diary. Today we have a special episode that is audio only, not video. Usually I post them both on my YouTube channel and on my podcast, but today it's audio only and you can hear that the quality is not the same as always. And that is because I'm walking right now and I'm not sitting at my studio recording this with a good studio microphone. I'm just using my headphones. So apologies for the bad quality and the background noise. And the reason why I'm recording this on the go is because I am not at home right now. I am in Pevekes, which is a small town on the shore, right at the border of France, all the way up north. And first of all, it's super gorgeous here. It's so beautiful. And as I'm recording this, I'm looking at the sea. And honestly, nothing makes me feel better than being by the sea. Maybe it's because I grew up by the sea. Maybe it's because every Saturday, my parents and I would go to the beach and spend hours and sometimes days on the beach in a tent. And it just calms me down. My body is immediately like, oh, okay, everything's okay, actually. Don't worry. So this is how I feel right now as I'm recording this. And there are all these small boats and beautiful houses. And it's nice and sunny. And I said, okay, let me just record this today because it's either that or I won't be publishing any posts this week. And I feel like there is this expectation to get this weekly update from me. And I also love giving you this weekly update. So here we go. This is what I'm doing. Like I said, if you've listened to the previous episode, you know that last week or the week before that, we had our community meetup. And it was incredible, but it was also very, very demanding in terms of the output and energy and time invested. Also away from my family, even though they were with me, but I wasn't like present. My parents came to Spain, to Barcelona, right before the meetup, and we really didn't have a lot of quality time together. Like, they stayed with us, and I saw them every day, but I was so busy that I didn't have time to spend with them. And I said, okay, right after the meetup, we had a few days off from school, and I said, we're just going to go away for a few days to be together and chill and relax, and mainly to be together, because they're going to go back home in a little bit, and then I don't know when would be the next time that we were going to meet. So I found out about this place from a friend of mine, and I decided to just look for an Airbnb, and I booked the place. And it's really, really great. It's so good to get away and be by the water or by nature, especially if you live in the city. I love the city. I love walking in the city. I love what the city has to offer. I'm not the type that would do well living in a small village somewhere. That's not for me, but it's perfect for me for a few days or for a month here and there. But I haven't had that in a very, very long time. So having this experience now is so calming and nurturing. Now, it's really hard to detach myself from work. So I'm still working a little bit also because there are a lot of big things that are happening in the company. As always, like, we need to make some big decisions about our programs and some improvements that are coming up. And we have a deadline to finish it by the end of June. So obviously, the meetup has taken up so much of our energy. And now it feels like we need to catch up and make all these decisions really quickly. So I'm not completely disconnected, but I love it that I get to do some creative work and some thinking outside of my regular space. And again, like, it's something that I used to do, and every time I needed to create something in the past, I would just travel somewhere or take some time off and work on it separately, because I really do believe that doing creative work requires you to not be in your regular, usual space. And so I feel like that's partially what I'm doing now. And I get to spend a lot of time with my family. Like, really precious time. Today's really sunny, but yesterday it was raining. And when you're on vacation on the beach and it starts raining, it's pretty upsetting. But I was actually really happy with it because there was no FOMO. Like, being at home was just fine. Spending the afternoon with my daughters, taking a nap, a siesta, was just okay because it was raining. There was nothing else to do. There was no one outside, like no one. So it's like permission to rest, permission to not do anything big. So I took a nap and I read a little bit, which is also something that I don't usually do. Oh my God, I'm walking and I'm looking at this gorgeous caterpillar just chilling here in the sun, and it's so pretty. I wish I could show that to you. It was like a distraction from the story. So anyway, back to yesterday. We just rested. I read. We played charades. We sang Eurovision songs. That's the new thing. My daughters, now that we have moved to Europe, they're obsessed with the Eurovision. I don't know why, but they know all songs. So yeah, it was really nice, and we had a nice dinner at this tasty Italian place, so things are good. But what is my point apart from telling you how great everything is? First of all, it's great now, but also it's, you know, such a big reminder that I cannot wait for a holiday or a vacation that happens once every 6 months to take some time for myself or to be around nature. Like, I have to incorporate that more and more into my daily life. And I don't know how to do that yet. We don't have a lot of nature around us, and we don't have a car. Now, we rented a car, but we don't own a car because we technically don't need it. But now I feel like, oh, I should get a car so that we have the freedom to get out of the city without planning, right? Like, just on the weekend, get in the car, go look at some butterflies, and come back. So I need to simplify this process of enjoying nature and traveling and exploring where I'm in, the country where I'm in, right? Not just the city, not just my street. So I feel like this is my big takeaway. Another takeaway, I feel like I'm hiking. There's like this really dodgy road that I'm walking in right by the water. And you can probably hear me breathing heavily. So yeah, it's hot and I'm hiking. So anyway, the second takeaway is that every time when things are really good and I'm happy and I have my people around me, my family, my daughters, my parents, and it feels good, there is this deep feeling or deep fear that it's going to go away. Something bad is going to happen. I don't know if it's like a survival mechanism or it's the human nature trying to keep you grounded and not be so joyful, which is something I don't agree with. Like, I try to be grateful and joyful all the time. It's not always easy. But really, like, I recognize that. I was running yesterday morning and it was just so beautiful. And I was listening to Perfect Day by Lou Reed. And I was just like, this is a perfect day. And then what? What's going to happen next? So I feel like I'm always anticipating something to go wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. It has served me well in the past. So for example, in my business, whenever we plan something or do something, whenever I think about all the things that could go wrong, I plan ahead of time how to solve them. And that has worked really well for me because sometimes things did go wrong and I was prepared for it, or I wasn't surprised, or it didn't throw me off completely. So I think it's a good mental strategy, but also on a personal level, it can create a lot of stress. And I think that recognizing that and knowing that this is like my survival mechanism that is kicking in right now because things feel good and calm, I need to recognize it and not fall into the trap of just overthinking or worrying too much or experiencing all the bad things that could potentially happen in the future. Because here's the thing. Things will go wrong. Something bad is likely to happen in the future because that's just life. You know, people experience things. I feel like I want to give you examples, but I'm not going to do it because I don't want to make everyone feel bad right now. But you all know what I'm talking about, right? Like, life is joyful and life is painful. When we feel joyful, we want to hold it so close to our heart and we want this to stay. And I think the fear of what's to come or things going wrong is a natural response of the body. But what if you accept that things will go wrong and you really need to cherish the moment when things are actually fine? Not even great. Right now I feel great because I'm in nature and I'm with my family and everything's good and we have food and we have everything that we need. But even if it was just like normal life, getting the girls ready to school, doing work, but things are okay, nothing critical or bad is happening, then it's good, you know? And we forget to notice it when it's actually good and we remember it only when things go wrong or something bad happens. And then we're like, oh, I wish I could just wake up in the morning and get the girls ready for school and work normally because life has turned upside down. But we're always like waiting for something joyful or something terrible to happen. And as I was running yesterday morning, I was like, Hadar, just be in the now. Just enjoy what you have. Be grateful. Spend time with your parents. Don't get upset about stupid things because I tend to do that, right? Something doesn't work out at work. And then that kind of like colors my experience. And I go back to my family and I'm a little grumpy. Why? Right? Just let that be and enjoy what you have now. And I think that is my biggest takeaway. And I'm going to work hard at trying to make it my reality. I definitely feel like I need more balance, more spirituality in my life, more meditation. And I do have my own practices, but I feel like I've lost a lot of them over the last 6 months since we moved here. So I do have my daily routine. I go out for walks and runs every morning. I love it. I enjoy it so much, but I feel like I need to be grounded more and more present in the moment, more mindful. And I think this is my lesson now. This is the practice that I need to immerse myself in. And that's what I wanted to share, really. Just if things make you feel joyful, make sure you incorporate them more and don't wait for it to happen. Don't wait 6 months, 8 months to make something happen that you enjoy, whether it's being around nature or being with your family or traveling. And the second thing is, if you're like me and when things are good or just normal and you have this fear of what's to come or things that may go wrong, just remind yourself that yes, things may go wrong because that's life. And let's enjoy the moment. Let's just be appreciative of what we get right now. And honestly, do our best to be our best around the people we love. I feel like, you know, I do a lot and I create a lot of content and I have incredible students from around the world. But my real legacy is to leave this world knowing that the time I spent with the people who are close to me was quality time, like real quality time. I was present. I was attentive. And I have to say that that hasn't been the case for most of the time, for a lot of the time. and I can do better. So this is my takeaway. I feel like I'm just like speaking out. I'm journaling. You guys should try it. Just like speak out your thoughts as you're walking. Now people look at me like I'm on the phone or they don't know what I'm talking about. But there's something fun about it. And honestly, I have no idea where I'm walking right now. So I hope I'm going to get to my Airbnb soon. All right, you guys, that's it for today. Thank you so, so much for listening to my weekly update. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of the day. And I'll talk to you next week.